I want to mention that if you have brought a book or you buy a book, I'd be happy to sign it. Probably the best time is when we end at 4:30. So look for me at the book table at that point. So now we're going to use our voices, and we're going to chant. And I want to read something that Anne Klein, who's a Buddhist scholar, wrote about chanting to Kuan Yin. She said, it means connecting with your own potential. It's like you are a tuning fork, and Kuan Yin is what you are tuning to. And the chant, which has its own vibration, helps you to do that. You're trying to meet Kuan Yin in order to experience what tender compassion really feels like. Your own love for your own real nature, not yet understood, but somehow glimpsed, is a tremendous motivator. You want to touch this enlightened quality because it exists at the deepest level of what you actually are. That message again. And I want to say a few words about chanting, because in Theravada or Vipassana Buddhism, we don't generally do a lot of that, or I haven't. So we're calling upon Kuan Yin. We're evoking the spirit of Kuan Yin in ourselves. And we're making use of vibration. You know, vibration is a very, very powerful energy. Actual physical cellular changes can come about through vibration, through chanting. I had a friend who was a quadriplegic, and the one thing she could do was she could lift one arm, her right arm, enough to feed herself. And she chanted. She it was Siddha yoga chanting, wasn't Buddhist chanting, but she did regular chanting. And when there were periods of time, for whatever reason, that she didn't chant, she lost that capacity in her to lift her arm. So we are made of vibration, and the vibration from our voices has a tremendous effect on us. And then finally, just as a practice, you know, everything we're doing here is a practice. It's working to bring us fully here. And so in this chanting, of course, we are repeating the same phrase over and over, which can get pretty boring. So coming to each phrase as if you've never heard it. We can make an intention to do that. I finish the phrase, I let it go, and I come to the next one as if it's the first time I've ever sung it, each time. Also opening our mouths so we're not mumble, opening our mouths, giving some breath, doing this wholeheartedly. Why not? What else could you be doing? And if you're going to do it, you might as well bring all of yourself here. So none of this mumble, I think I'm chanting, but maybe I'm not. We will be chanting. I have a tape here, a CD actually, to help us learn the chant. It's a Chinese nun singing the chant. And we will chant sitting down for a while, and then we'll get up and we'll walk. And I will, when you see me get up, we'll just walk around. Maybe if it falls out naturally, we'll walk in a circle. Or maybe we won't. But we'll walk while chanting, and we'll do that for a period of time, and we'll finally come back and sit down, continue to chant, and let the chant end, and then we'll sit quietly. It's clear to me that we're probably not going to break for lunch until 12:30. I hope that's all right with everybody. We're just being a little flexible here. Here's the way. Oh, you have to. I'm sorry, I didn't pass these out. Can somebody do the other side of the room? Yeah. Here. This is a rather poetic breakdown of this. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa is the chant. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. And so forth. Guan Shi Yin, three Chinese characters. Guan, look, gaze with awakened eyes. Shi, regard the world at the age that is dawning. Turning with sound, scored at the heart of song, reaching above, forever reaching beyond. And so the chant, Namo, I call upon or I take refuge in. Guan Shi Yin, she who hears the cries of the world. And Pusa, Bodhisattva. If you could start the chant. So just listen for a while until you get it. It'll sound like it's pitched high, but I think you'll find it isn't. And listen until you feel comfortable and then join in.
Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. 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 Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa.
letting yourself sit with the vibrations from the chanting. You can feel it in your body. And that touching into the open heart. We'll end with three bells. Is the cough drop person around? If you feel generous, it seems like I might need one this afternoon. Sorry about that. So I wish you a peaceful lunch, and we will come back a little before 1:30. See you here.